Hello.
618. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Hey, this is Steve calling you back. Sorry to call you. Yeah, we're trying to see if you have time right now in finishing the survey.
Yeah, how long you need?
Give me a second. We are practically on the last questions. Probably will
okay,
take like
yeah.
four or five. Just to continue this one, you will now hear some information on controversial policy agenda called Project 2025 and answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines the controversial conservative takeover over the government throughout a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancy, including pregnancy that ends in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication, abortions access through mail. Based on what you read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel 1, very favorable, 2, somewhat favorable, 3, neutral, neither favorable or unfavorable, 4, somewhat unfavorable, and 5, very unfavorable?
4.
All right, thank you. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
No difference.
All right, thank you, sir. Now, here are some statements made by people who support the Republicans. So these are statements, people who support the Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. So the first statement, it reads, Americans want to a common sense position on abortion. That's why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans. Like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim is of incest. Based on this statement, is this statement very convincing reason to vote for this Republican? A somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason or not a convincing reason at all?
The second one.
Thanks, sir. Next statement, abortion laws should be dedicated at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy and not the president and Congress. Based on this statement, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Last statement, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expression, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect these unborn babies. Based on this statement, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Here are some statements made by people who supported the Democrats and abortion ballot measures. Please rate each statement and how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. So this one reads, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a nation ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancy. This is why we need to protect our Republicans, reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025. Based on this statement for the Democrat, do you think this is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all?
Not a very convincing reason.
All right, thank you, sir. last statement. For all women in our lives, we have responsibilities to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are the best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and voting yes on the ballot measures to protect abortion access. We also we owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. Based on this statement, do you think this is a very convincing reason? And somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, not at all convincing reason?
Somewhat convincing.
All right. I know this are just we're in the last question. These are repeated questions, because some people change their mind through the survey. So I will read these questions right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power and 10 means it means your vote has a lot of power.
Zero.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for presidents were held today. For whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, reproductive Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming elections.
Kennedy.
Thank you. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided or will not vote on the ballot measure?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. I know if you have to choose, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or will you vote, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Say that again.
Oh, sorry. I guess it's the same question. If you have to choose, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the rights to abortion, or will you vote on the ballot measure, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
The first one.
Vote yes.
Yeah.
Sir. I know it's a long way off, but in November 2024, elections for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or a widower?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you. So do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, 4, something else?
1.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? You had Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, someone else not eligible to vote, young, or did not register? Oh, okay. Thank you. And last year in the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$150.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for the participation. I know that some of them were a little bit repetitive, but thank you once again for answering those questions. Thank you once again, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.